No.
Was it always?
In them early times.
No.
It was rough sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, we did have screen in my house since I'm married. But before I was married, my daddy didn't have screen in the house.
Oh, this house where I was born here didn't have no screen either. We had mosquito bars, you know.
That's what we sleep in. You heard about the mosquito bars? You know what it is?
When you,
you had one for each bed.
When your mother, say, took clothes out to the line, she'd carry them out in a...
tub.
In a tub, yeah.
Okay, or would she ever have those things that were woven out of wood or bark or something like that?
Some of them.
Yeah?
Some of them.
What was that called? That was a...
It was called a tub.
Wooden tub?
Yeah.
Or a basket, clothes?
A basket? Basket of clothes, yeah.
Well, the basket...
The basket wasn't very common.
No.
Okay. When you fill up a bottle, what did you put in the top of it? Say.
Jim.
Those jugs, what would they have to put in the top of?
A bouchon de liège.
Yeah, a cork. Copper. Or sometimes, it all depends what was in the jug, you know. They top it up with a cotomaï.
Uh-huh. What was that?
That was a...
Corn cob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kotomai.
Like if you use coal oil to put to the wood, you had to have a little coal oil to put on your...
Cross-cut saw.
That, yeah, that you cut your wood with. So that gum from the tree, especially a pine tree, it stick to your... saw.
How did you keep your saw sharp?
Well, I had to bring it to the fella that sharpened the saw.
What did he use?
A file.
A file.
Steel file.
Oh, yeah.
No, just rub like this.
Did you ever see the ones that went around?
No, that's a grindstone. No, just a file. It's a steel that cuts, you know.
Yeah.
You rub it.
Now, what about those things, you know, when you used to... Keep your...
A knife short? Yeah, that's a stone. You call that.
And you... What kind of knife would you work on with that? Just a...
Well, any kind of knife, you know, you can... Butcher knives, our butcher knives, our pocket knives.
Yeah.
Things like that.
You always kept them sharp enough to cut the...
Yes, some of them, sometimes. We generally keep one good knife, like our kitchen knife, you can see, one good knife, because if you, especially if you put it in hot water, it's not good, you know, for the cut of it, you know, it's not very good, but I always try to keep one out of the kitchen, you know what I mean, not to use it in the kitchen, cut bones.
That's a small stone.
Yeah.
That's a little stone.
Sharpen knives when we want.
Yeah, butcher knives and all kind of things.
Uh-huh.
That's a small one, you see. We keep that in the house. If my knife gets dull, well, I'll just...
You see, one side of it is rougher than the other one. Did you notice?
Yeah.
You can tell, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
You pass it on the rough side first, you know, to kind of...
Well,
do it down a little bit, and then you go to the fine side.
What you call that, la mola?
Grindstone.
Yeah, that was
that
my father.
That you turn like that.
Come look through the window right here. You
do it now, huh?
Just get up there, you'll see it.
I
can
see it. I think it.
Can you see that?
Look at it.
Yeah.
My son made the frame for it.
Yeah, he just made that lately.
Because it was my father. It was years and years ago. He didn't have any frame. So he made that frame, but the
grindstone itself was your grandpa's stone, Mama.
Mm-hmm.